Morning light brought a view of destruction and grief in several states today. At least 35 people are dead after tornadoes and severe storms blew through communities from the Deep South to the Great Lakes. We'll hear more about some of those areas in a few moments. First, to one of the hardest hit towns, Carbon Hill, Alabama. That's about 70 miles northwest of Birmingham. Two twisters touched down there last night. Across the county, 10 people were killed.
Reporter Melanie Peoples is in Carbon Hill. She's on the line with us now. Melanie, can you give us a sense of what it's like there in Carbon Hill right now?
It's an absolute mess right now. The downtown area, plate glass windows and the storefront have been just blown out. There's a neighborhood right behind it. There are trees on top of houses. The roof has been ripped off Town Hall, which is right there in the same area. Telephone poles are down. They look like tinker toys laying on the lawns. On some of the poles that are actually still standing, the wires are wrapped around them and hanging down, dangling. It's just a gnarled mass of wires that looks a bit like a giant black spider web.
How big a town is this?
It's a small town within the city limits, around 2,000. But the number of people who actually live in this area is more like 4,000 to 5,000 people.
And I understand that the local school was completely destroyed?
Oh, that's right. One of the things that's hardest on this community is their elementary and junior high school. They had a combined school was hit hard by this tornado, like 60 to 70% of it destroyed, which is bad enough. But in June, their high school had burned down, and so the high school kids had been going to this school, going to classes out back of the school in portable classrooms. And now no one knows what the kids are going to do. School's canceled for this week, but they don't have anywhere for the kids to go next week.
Is there any electricity, phone service, any of those basic services available?
Not in most of the town. The power and telephone, those are both turned off. The gas has been turned off, too, for fear that the fires could start. And there's a cold front coming in. So many people here, they're left without phone, they're without power, they're without gas, and temperatures are expected to be dropping soon.
Melanie, it sounds like a lot of people are still missing in this town.
There are, and that's the EMA folks keep trying to get out to these areas to visit homes that they haven't had a chance to get to. Much of the destruction was outside of the town, and these roads are littered with trees that are down, and the EMA people can't even get to these homes. And so they're doing what they can, trying to get the trees cleared up so they can check and find people who are still missing. I mean, obviously, they go out there hoping that they find that everyone is okay. They can't phone them, and with these trees across the road, it's awfully difficult to get to them as well.
I imagine this is a town that's small enough that a lot of people know each other, and I'm wondering, are they able to get news about their friends, their relatives, and how they're doing?
Right now, they're wandering up and down the street. They're driving their cars as far as they can, and they're going house to house. I met a couple of kids who, they had a basketball in their hand. They had been going over to check out the school. They thought maybe they could play some hoops on the playground. Turned out they couldn't get anywhere near it, and then they looked around at the destruction and realized their high school football coach lived nearby, and they were looking, trying to find him. They wanted to make sure he was okay.
Well, thanks so much, Melanie.
Thank you.
Melanie Peoples reporting from Carbon Hill, Alabama.